I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and this is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news, features, and opinion from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. For listeners who rebroadcast ARRL Audio News on repeaters, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to momentarily stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. And now, our top stories. The Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2017 is now in the U.S. Senate. ARRL has developed and posted a list of frequently asked questions online at www.arrl.org/amateur-radio-parity-act to explain and to clarify what the passage of the legislation would accomplish, as well as what it would not. ARRL General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, prepared the FAQ on behalf of the Board of Directors and its ad hoc Legislative Advocacy Committee. Senators Roger Wicker and Richard Blumenthal co-sponsored the bill, which was introduced in the U.S. Senate on July 12th, marking another step forward for this landmark legislation. The measure will, for the first time, guarantee all radio amateurs living in deed-restricted communities governed by a homeowners association or subject to any private land use regulations the right to erect and maintain effective outdoor antennas at their homes. The Senate bill is identical to House Bill H.R. 555, which passed in January. In a message to ARRL members this week, ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, thanked all who have written their senators in support of the bill. Later in this newscast, you'll be hearing more about the bill from ARRL Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, who chairs the ARRL Board's Ad Hoc Legislative Advocacy Committee. The Internal Revenue Service has announced that Hera Arena, the former home of Hamvention, is going on the auction block. The now-beleaguered building and grounds were closed a year ago last month by its owners, the Wampler family, which had attempted for years to put Hera on a profitable plane. The minimum bid is $850,000, and proceeds will satisfy a tax lien. The auction comes in the wake of an order of sale entered in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio. The IRS will take bids on August 30th on the site, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Bidders must be registered by 10 a.m. An open house for prospective bidders will be held on August 29th. According to the announcement, any rights, titles, claims, liens, and interest in the buildings and land will be discharged once a sale is confirmed. The auction brochure includes several recent photos of the Hera complex.
I'm QST editor Steve Ford, WBAIMY, and I'm speaking with ARRL Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, who chairs the ARRL Legislative Advocacy Committee. And Mike, is it possible to summarize briefly what the Parity Act is?
It would be a very tough job, Steve. We'll do the best I can. The Amateur Radio Parity Act is designed to obtain a guarantee of an effective outdoor antenna for every amateur radio operator who lives in a deed-restricted community, something that, unfortunately, they don't have the ability to obtain at this point in time in most deed-restricted communities.
Can you give us a sense of where the Act stands right now?
Well, the Act was passed by the House of Representatives for a second time this January, which was the start of the 115th congressional session. Once it passed the House, it moved to the Senate, where it was referred to the Senate Commerce Committee, which is where it resides now. We're hoping to get the bill marked up after they come back from vacation in September. A markup essentially is a hearing in which time the committee will vote to pass the bill on to the full Senate.
And we're still looking for support from the amateur radio community.
Of course. We're currently running an email campaign that's been very successful. Since we started a few days ago, we've gathered over 40,000 emails to the 100 United States senators. That's not 40,000 to each one, obviously, but we've been able to hit for every Senate office and with a total of over 40,000 at this point.
So for hams who live in homeowner associations, what is the chief benefit that they could look forward to if this passes?
If the bill passes Congress, they will be guaranteed an effective outdoor antenna. It'll require negotiation between the ham and the homeowners association, obviously. But at this point in time, hams who live in deed restricted communities don't have that guarantee. Unfortunately, the bulk of them are basically told, no, you can't have an outdoor antenna of any sort.
That's true. Well, thank you, Mike.
Pleasure's mine, Steve. Thanks for asking.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Congratulations to AMSAT North America Vice President for Educational Relations, Joe Spire, K6WAO of Reno, Nevada, who was elected by the AMSAT North America Board of Directors as Executive Vice President during a board meeting via a conference call that took place on August 8th. Joe's new duties will include implementation of AMSAT North America's strategic planning. He will continue in his other duties as 2017 Space Symposium Chairman, AMSAT News Service Co-Editor, ARIS North America Education and Educational Relations, until new personnel can be appointed or the task assigned is completed. Under the AMSAT bylaws, the position of Executive Vice President is one of seven senior officer positions that are approved by the AMSAT Board of Directors. Joe is a life member of AMSAT North America and served in educational relations during the past 6 years. He is also a life member in the ARRL, SARA, which is the Society of Amateur Radio Astronomers, and AFA, or the Air Force Association. He holds an extra class license as well as commercial licenses. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm sitting here with Tom Gallagher, NY2RF, the ARRL Chief Executive Officer. And Tom, I want to ask you about your Second Century editorial in the September issue of QST. You're talking about the Official Observer Program, the OO program, and what changes may be coming. To start, though, can you tell those who are unfamiliar what the Official Observer Program is?
The Official Observer Program is designed, Steve, to perform an informal monitoring service, an informal compliance service. Most of all, it's prescriptive and ameliorating. It helps hams operate better by pointing out things that they're doing wrong or doing illegally or just bad practices.
And they also, as I understand it, will point out hams who are doing things correctly.
Maybe not enough or often enough, but yes, it's also a way of saying, good job.
Now, without getting into specifics, you hint in your editorial that there are changes coming.
There are.
Why?
Because, frankly, we have not changed the basic structure of OO in 20 years. And at the same time, FCC enforcement policy has changed greatly.
Okay. In what way?
Well, I think it's become more specific and less spectral or general. Things that may be viewed as grievous offenses in the past are really now in the category of overdue library books. Yeah. And the FCC wants to go after the malicious interferers. Certainly, Chairman Pai has made that clear.
Yes, it would seem so. So, I mean, you know that hams point out issues such as the problems on 14313, the problems on 7200 kilohertz and all of that. Will all of this be addressed, do you think, in the changes to come?
Well, I don't want to completely anticipate what the FCC wants to do, because the really important concept here is they are our client, and they are going to tell us what they're prepared to enforce and how they're prepared to do it. And that will be the direction that we'll go, and we'll have to get behind them and support that effort.
Without committing you, do you have even a rough idea, timetable of when some of these changes might be coming?
Well, I'm hoping by the end of the year, and that's presumptuous of me because I'm speaking for Brian Lischowski and the team of staffers here that are working on it, but I would be hopeful by the end of the year.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to see you.
You too. Here's the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for August 11th, 2017. The HF bands are likely to be unsettled for the next several days, particularly above 10 megahertz. A hole is opened in the sun's atmosphere, and it's slowly turning toward our planet. As a result, a blast of solar wind will probably reach the Earth during the early hours of August 12th. As always, you can expect fluctuations in propagation, with higher bands such as 15 and 10 meters being in very poor condition and lower bands behaving unpredictably. The meager sunspot count continues as we gradually sink into the solar minimum. This week, we have only one spot visible on the sun. The good news is that this spot is stable and unlikely to produce any disruptive flares. For those who enjoy amateur radio above 50 megahertz, we have an exciting weekend on tap. This will be the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. You can expect to hear numerous pings of signals reflecting off the ionized trails of meteors as they plunge into our atmosphere. The 6-meter band may be the hotspot, with many amateurs trying their hands with digital meteor scatter using modes such as MSK-144, which is part of the WSJT-X suite. There's still time to download and learn the software. Just Google WSJT-X.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.